Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
I'm Allison Klein. Today we're here with Todd Brady. Todd, you're the Corporate Environmental Manager for Intel Corporation. Tell us about what that means.
The purpose of the job is to set Intel's environmental direction, define our environmental footprint, and identify opportunities to minimize that environmental footprint through our operations, our supply chain, our products, across the board. We look at the regulatory community, we look at our customers, we look at the marketplace, and we look at the environmental challenges that we're facing, not only as a company, but as a society. And from that, then, we will set tangible goals for each of our new technologies.
Intel is a multinational corporation. We've got sites all over the world. How do you actually take a look at our environmental footprint across so many different variables? What are the priorities for Intel in that space?
Yeah, well, you know, being Intel, we measure everything. So from a factory in Chengdu, China, to our factories in Israel, we collect indicators on our environmental performance across the board, whether it's our water usage, our electricity usage, the chemicals that we use. So we track those, and then from those indicators, we can help set priorities.
That is an amazing assignment. I can't imagine the complexity of what you're dealing with. Today, in particular, we're talking about a major announcement Intel recently made in making their microprocessors lead-free. Why is lead-free important?
Lead-free is important for several reasons. One, lead as a chemical, of course, has been widely studied and known to be toxic. And although there is no indication that there is a link between toxicity and electronic products, there's still a desire on Intel's behalf and the industry's behalf to minimize any types of hazardous chemicals in our products whenever we can. And this lead-free initiative is a huge accomplishment by Intel in eliminating a substance that is a concern to society as a whole.
Interesting. And when will Intel make this transition? Is there a major transition point, or will this roll out over time?
Intel's lead-free initiative has been going on for some time. It actually started about the year 2000, and we've made milestone progressions throughout that time frame over the past 7 years. And the one that we're announcing today is that we will be introducing completely 100% lead-free products with our 45-nanometer rollout, which is scheduled for this half of the year, second half of 07.
So 45-nanometer transition, we've heard about that. What is significant about the 45-nanometer products? We've also heard them referred to as Penrith.
Sure. The 45-nanometer products is a breakthrough in performance. One of the key attributes of these new products is a new high-K dielectric metal gate. I believe we've had podcasts on this in the past. But you get increased performance and increased energy efficiency as well. And those two together are pretty exciting.
So we remove lead from the microprocessor. I would assume that leaves some sort of componentry out of the microprocessor. What have we replaced that with?
As I mentioned, we've phased lead out of various uses within the microprocessor over the past 7 years. This last step is probably the most difficult. This is a technology that we call flip chip, or the connection, the electrical connection between the silicon die and the substrate. And in the past, that's been very difficult to achieve without using lead. Lead's very malleable and fits that application almost perfectly. We've spent a large number of years in R&D looking at alternatives, and we've come up with one. It's a tin silver copper alloy. And as a result, through our testing, we're confident that it will get the same performance and provide the same benefits as the lead alloy did prior.
And how does Intel's lead-free initiative have impact within the broader industry? Do you see other companies coming to us with questions about lead-free?
The entire industry has been working towards lead-free for a number of years. And some of that has been driven by regulations throughout the world that are requiring the reduction in the use of lead. What this step does with 45-nanometer lead-free, though, is makes Intel's products completely lead-free, goes beyond the regulations, and really sets leadership and a call for others to make the same steps.
That's impressive. And now that we've accomplished lead-free, what is our next major challenge in terms of driving technology transition with our mind to the environment?
One of the big initiatives that I believe we've discussed before in previous podcasts is the Climate Savers Computing Initiative. This is looking at not only the impact of Intel's microprocessor, but the environmental impact of the entire computer.
Todd, do you think that the lead-free announcement could be seen as just Intel taking advantage of the acute focus on energy efficiency in the media right now? What is Intel's history here in driving energy efficiency changes?
There's no question that there is increased attention and desire by many to get out and tell their green story, if you will. It seems to be the hot topic no matter where you go. I think what's impressive about what we've accomplished at Intel is this is something we've done over the past two decades. This is not new. This is part of our DNA. From introducing the first Energy Star PC back in the early 90s to introducing sleep state technologies in our products to driving for more efficient power supply several years ago before it was vogue, this is just something that we have done historically as a company and are quite proud of.
You know, I've heard that if we look at Intel's energy consumption internal to our own processes and internal to our own fabs, while we need to be mindful of the energy we're using, it is dwarfed by the amount of energy that's consumed by computers around the world.
Absolutely, and that's where the opportunity and the excitement really lies in making a difference, is if we can make the computer as a whole more energy efficient, we can save far more energy than we can by being more energy efficient in our operations.
Todd, that sounds like a great challenge. We'll look forward to hearing more from you and from others at Intel about the strides we're making to drive more energy efficient usage of computers. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.